The Centre of Irish Studies at the University of Granada invite people to an international seminar on Irish studies. It's actually happening already. It started today and is running right through until the 14th, which is Friday. It's also Valentine's Day. And this is the fifth international seminar on Irish studies. And I am joined on the phone right now by Pilar Argaiz. And she is one of the organisers, the main organiser, the busiest person in the whole world at the moment, I would imagine. Pilar, how are you?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Excellent.
Let me add that I am not the only organizer. I am very grateful to count on the wonderful colleague of team of colleagues who are helping me in this.
Yeah, of course. There's always a lot of people behind the scenes. Anyway, it is the fifth international seminar on Irish studies. So, Pilar, could you maybe talk us through a little bit about how this all started 5 years ago and, you know, the reasons behind it and how it's developed over the last number of years?
Sure. Well, this was originally born out of our enthusiasm, our love for Ireland. I am a member of the English department at the University of Granada. I work on Irish literature, particularly, you know, I do a little bit on cinema as well. But I have colleagues as well at the department who study Ireland from many other different disciplines, ranging from, you know, for example, you know, language, sociology, history, musicology, even mm-hmm. anthropology, and, you know, even dancing as well. So the idea is that we all started working together, organizing activities related to Irish studies, because unfortunately, you know, in degrees of English at universities in Granada, Ireland is not covered enough. So we started organizing activities with this intention of promoting Irish literature and culture. And originally, the activities were addressed to the students of the MA program that we have here at the University of Granada. But year after year, you know, the seminar was better known and it became more successful. And now it is addressed to other students in the University of Granada, ranging from all kinds of degrees. And it's also even addressed to secondary education. Last year, we had a complete bus coming from a high school in Madrid of around 30 students from a high school who okay. came over to attend the seminar. So it's basically a celebration of Ireland for a period of a week in which the University of Granada becomes a little bit green, a little bit of the Emerald Island.
Mm. And what can people expect over the next few days, Pilar, those that will attend?
Well, this year we have a wonderful program. We are very grateful to the support that we received ever since we started collaborating with EFASIS, which is the European Federation of Associations and Centers of Irish Studies in Europe. They have been most supportive when bringing to Granada all sorts of and funding the visit of all sorts of prestigious writers. So this year we count on two best-selling authors. We have Donald Ryan, who has written extensively on this tragedy, which is happening not only in Ireland, but all over Europe, which yeah. is immigration, political refugees, asylum seekers. So he's going to write about his latest, he's going to come and talk about his latest novel, From a Low and Quiet Sea, which was long-listed for the Man Booker Prize in 2018.
Right.
And we also have Emily Pine, who has written the most impressive book of autobiographical essays, Notes to Self, which received the Irish Book Award also in 2018, and it's currently being translated into Spanish as well. And she's going to come and talk about that book. And apart from that, we have all sorts of scholars and prestigious lecturers and academics who are coming not only from Spain and Ireland, but also from many other, you know, countries. And they are going to talk about cinema, photography, literature, cultural heritage, food. and all those kind of things. And on top of that, I should say that we here at the team, we are most proud of a wonderful group of musicians that we have in Granada. There is the most genuine group of musicians here who perform Irish music, you know, on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And they are organizing a wonderful concert on Wednesday evening, a wonderful concert of traditional Irish music.
Lovely.
And on top of that, and with this I will finish, we also have a workshop on Gaelic dancing, and this will be organized on Thursday evening at one of the most beautiful pubs in Granada, Paddy's. So I think we will have a lot of fun this week.
It sounds like there will be a lot of business done, but there will be a lot of fun to be had as well, which is kind of a typical Irish scenario anyway. So no doubt you're looking forward to it. Let me ask you, Pilar, have you been to Ireland?
Yes, I've been to Ireland many times. I did my PhD many years ago on a wonderful Irish poet that I discovered the first time. I've never read anything like that before in my degree of English.
Right.
Evan Boland, and she talks about wonderful topics that I never talked about, I never read about before in my degree. So I discovered her when I was 18. And after that, I decided to go to Ireland to start working on her poetry, and I did my PhD. So this was the beginning of a very profound relationship with Ireland, which also started before with this wonderful friendship that Theo Dorgan, who is a very well-known, recognized poet in Ireland, who has done many things in Ireland when sponsoring art.
Mm-hmm.
Theo Dorgan was a very good friend of my father, who passed away in 2015. He was also a writer.
Okay.
So my relationship with Ireland began as a child, really.
Is there a very strong understanding, and is there a strong awareness in the area in Granada of the connections, the cultural connections, particularly between Ireland and Spain?
I think there are many connections. And I think that actually activities such as these helps us to see the many things, the many points in connection that we have in Ireland. We have more things than unite us than separates us, actually, you
yeah.
know. And we are so fond of communication, of music, of celebration. Yes, I think I certainly believe that there are many connections. And of course, you know, you have had in Ireland wonderful writers are extremely well connected to Ireland. I'm thinking about Kate O'Brien, for example. And, you know, last November, as part of our activities here at the Granada Center of Irish Studies, we brought this wonderful show, which is Locos for Lorca, which is an impressive creative exchange of music, words, and poetry. It was brought to Granada by the Embassy of Ireland. I would like to take the opportunity to thank particularly the ambassador, Sheila Maguire, who has always supported us in everything that we do. They premiered this show for the first time in Madrid in 2018, and we brought it to Granada last November for the first time. And it is basically a translation into English and Gaelic and Irish of Lorca's poetry. And, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. I hope they bring the show again to Granada. It counted on the participation of Peter Dorgan, who carried out one of the first translations of Lorca's poetry into Irish,
mm-hmm.
Romancero Gitano. It also brought Keith Payne, who also translated Lorca into English. And it also brought, you know, renowned musicians, for example, Cormac Bracknell, among others, who, you know, put a little bit of music to the poetry of Lorca. So, of course, there are connections, you know. Of course, there are these wonderful connections between Ireland and Spain.
All right. Pilar...
And you tend to discover them year after year. It's just a fascinating thing about it.
Lovely. Absolutely brilliant. Question for you. If somebody is listening to this today and can get to Granada over the next few days, are members of the public welcome to attend?
Oh, we will be most, I mean, they would be most welcome. This year, you know, we have had a very unusual, and we are very grateful for that, we have had a very unusual reception. We have already more than, I think, 90 people have, more than 90 people have already registered.
Okay.
And the room has a capacity of 100.
Lovely.
Okay. But if more people are coming, we would find extra space. That is no problem whatsoever.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We will make this space. And the concert on Wednesday evening is going to be celebrated in a bigger room, which is the Aula Magna of the Faculty of Arts. And there is a capacity there of 300 or 400, you know, seats. So, of course, we are most welcome. And we would be very happy to receive people from Ireland and people from everywhere. So thank you. Yes.
All right. That's the international, the fifth international seminar on Irish studies. And before I let you go, Pilar, is there a website or is there a Facebook page or is there some way that people can take a look at the program and maybe get some more information?
Well, we have a formal website as a Granada Centre of Irish Studies, which is affiliated to EFASIS, the European Federation of Associations of Centres of Irish Studies. And but the new website that we are going to have has not yet been opened.
Okay.
We have recently been recognized by our institution at the University of Granada, particularly by El Vicerrectorado de Extensión Universitaria. They are opening a new aula, the Estudios Irlandeses there, and we will officially have a website there.
Great.
But that is still under preparation. But anybody who is interested in getting to know a little bit more about it, if you simply go to EFASIS, you will see all our activities. Or if you Google simply Fifth International Seminar of Irish Studies in Granada, it will come out because it has been announced through different websites already, through the University of Granada and Facebook, Twitter, and so on.
All right. Excellent stuff. Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck with the remainder of the seminar. I hope it's a wonderful success and enjoy every second of it, won't you?
Oh, I would certainly do so. You know, and year after year, I am less nervous, I'd say, because I have such a wonderful team. I would like to finish by thanking, you know, my wonderful colleague, Encarnación Hidalgo Tenorio, who is the co-director with me of all the activities, and this wonderful team of colleagues that I have behind, the coordinators Carmen Aguilera, Coral Calvo, Lydia Canning, Angela Harris, Angela Rivelo, and Marjan Shohuhi. So I would like to thank all of them because they make things very easy.
All right. Well, listen, Pilar, thank you so much for joining me today to talk to me about the fifth International Seminar on Irish Studies happening in Granada right now and over the next couple of days as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you very much for the phone call. Bye-bye.